Hey y'all. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to SW Live. We in the building, you know, it's Wednesday. SW Live Wednesday, podcast Wednesday, all that Wednesday. You know, we are here. So I have to make sure y'all know it's SW Live Wednesday when I let y'all know it's podcast Wednesday. So yeah, happy Wednesday. It's the 21st, June 21st, y'all. So we are really, really, really close to the end of the month, and this month flew by. Yeah, it flew by. It's like the year is blasting through. We are really flying through the year. We grateful. You got to be grateful and thankful for all the days that we are, you know, allowed to see. But baby, it is flying by. It is flying by. But I hope everybody has been having a really good week. I needed my chapstick. I hope everybody having a really good week. And I also hope that it's been abundant for you all, you know, making sure everybody walking in that grace and doing good, feeling good, looking good, thinking good, speaking good, you know, because all that kind of stuff matter. How you talk, what you say, what you do, what you project, it all takes a toll on how we live in. So you got to pay attention to that. But what's happening? What's up, y'all? What's up? How everybody doing? I honestly hope that everybody really has been having a good week. Yeah, I just want to make sure we are, because times can be really, really difficult, and things go on, and everybody not able to manifest and do the things that they want to do, and it's things that we have to do, things we got to do, y'all. So during those times, I just want to make sure people have a person they can lean on if they can't lean on themselves. So make sure if you do have those qualities that you are giving off that energy. All right. Good energy. All right. So we're going to jump into the quote. And the quote of the day. Well, before I jump to the quote, let me tell you what the show is about today. We're going to be talking about failing relationships. And then we also got Queen C's segment, the Let's Talk Queens segment. She's going to jump on today. Well, we're going to drop a video during her segment, and she'll be talking about some things that's going on in the Queens movement area. So, yeah, let's get into it. So the quote is, let me put it on the screen. That's what I was about to do. Longevity can't be the only test of love. And that's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. You can't use longevity as your only reason of saying that you're with somebody. It can't, but we've been together for so long, so I don't wanna, you know, it should be more, you know, it should be a little bit more than that if you're gonna be in a, if people been in a relationship for so many years, you know it got to be more than that. But some people are in relationships for the long haul, even if they're not happy, they're going to stay. You know what I'm saying? Because that's just what they relationships are built on. They decide that it's going to be forever. It don't matter what happens type of thing. So And it ain't absolutely no shade to them, baby, because people are going to do what they want to do, and people are going to live how they want to live. So that's what all I feel is that people, you know, you got to respect the nature of what people do in their lives. You can't feel like it's supposed to be how you feel like it's supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? You can't. So definitely, let me see what the comments say. Can't use that. Definitely has to flow and keep refresh daily. Definitely. Definitely. You got to pour so much into yourself until you get so full. You got to feel that way sometimes, because baby, listen, you can't get drained. You can't even allow nothing to to take away your energy, because there's things to do. We got stuff to do. We got stuff to do in these relationships. If you're in a relationship for so long and all you say is just, it's, I'm there because of time, you boring. You're boring. Y'all boring. Because it ain't nobody. Even in my generation, and I know some people who have been together 15 plus, some people almost 20 years, 30 years, 23 years, going on that long, whatever. And they've been doing, they do their thing up. It ain't no boring stuff. They taking trips. They living life. 20 years making me proud right now. Period. Period. It's growth. It's growth in it, especially when you see growth. So you have to, you listen, if you're saying that you're just in it for the long haul, then you're definitely wasting that person's time and yours. Just do what you want to do. That's all you got? It's time? What? Girl, let's do something different. But today we are going to be talking about failing relationships. And this is a lot of reason why, because people just be in it for the long haul. They in a relationship and they just like literally roommates. You know what I'm saying? You just there. Just to say you got somebody and you don't want nobody else to say they got them. Child, please. That's boring. That's boring. So we're going to jump into that today. But it's what I feel is that it's just so many different things that we can be accomplishing in relationships. We can be doing investment opportunities, building businesses. Of course, raising children. You're going to be raising children. That has to happen if you're in your long-haul relationship. Now, it's people without kids, but that's very rare in 20 something years. I've seen that in a lot of old marriages for real. I'm telling you, they just be there. And the people be so mean and angry. Because they're just there. you can't just be like, I'm doing this for the long haul. If it's for the long haul and it has no substance to it, it's a waste of time, energy, balance, life, moments, memories, so many things. So you got to be in it for more reasons. They stay because of convenience and being roommates. Ooh, what am I telling you? I just said that. That roommate thing is huge. If you're enjoying life with your partner, and all y'all do is sitting there. The only time y'all together is in the mornings, where y'all sitting there, y'all having y'all coffee. She gonna make your breakfast, and you gonna sit, y'all don't say nothing at the table. I've seen it. When I used to do caregiving, I used to see it with the couples. I know a seasoned couple, older people, I know sleeping is. No, ma'am. They did, but you know, even back in the day, girl, they used to be in the same room, but in different beds. Same room but different beds. That's how it went. But 20 years in the game and it's not happiness there and it's just convenience. At that point, like you are there just for the long haul because you know that you ain't going nowhere else. You don't want to go start nothing over. This person knows you. This person knows your balance. They know exactly who you are. You're not gonna worry about it. You're not. So it ain't nothing that you're gonna be able to do to change the mind of somebody who's in it for that role, that reason. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing. they in it. They know what they invested in. This is what they're doing. They're not going nowhere. We got the Let's Talk Queen segment about to come up at 6:45. I listened to Queen segment, but I wanted it to be more of a surprise. But I know it's more about the empty nesting thing. So, I'm gonna let her definitely have the flow with that because I don't want to talk about the empty nesting right now because I'm about to lose both of mine. she is too. She's definitely going to be one. She's too. That's right. So we're gonna jump into. What time is it? It's 6:41. We're going to jump into it a little early. We're going to go ahead and bring it on. Let me pull that up right now. It's Let's Talk Queens, baby. Hold on. We got a comment. Let me go see what this comment say. Oh, goodness. Let's see. All right, this one goes first. All right, y'all, the Queens Movement segment. Let's Talk Queens.
Hey. This is your girl, Queen C, and welcome to the third Wednesday on SW Live. Let's Talk Queens. This is your girl, Queen C, from Queens Movement, and I just want to come and spread a little love today, as I always do. I was going to talk to you guys today about being an empty nester. You know, your kids graduating, they moving out, they're doing their own thing, you know, they're going off to college, getting into their careers, blah blah blah, but change of plans. So much has went on in the last couple of weeks dealing with clients, dealing with family members being sick and going into the hospital, dealing with an unexpected death. One of our close family friends, I call her my aunt. She dated my uncle throughout college. They was actually engaged, but never got married, but still remained friends. And someone reached out to me on Facebook last week and was just asking me questions. And, you know, I'm like, who is this? And she told me that my aunt Manette had passed away. And I'm just like, what? I'm like, hold on. Like, can we call you? So I had my mom to call. And it's funny because me and my cousins, when I was in Atlanta at the beginning of the month, one of my cousins, who she actually took care of, he was asking about it. It was like, I haven't seen her and all of this. One of my other cousins, like, they haven't seen her since my granddad's funeral. My granddad passed like way in 2002, 2003, my granddad passed. So some haven't seen her in years, and it's been a while since I've seen her, but she always talked to my mom, and my mom had just talked to her like some weeks ago during my son's graduation, telling her everything, all the good stuff about my kids and stuff. So to hear that she had passed, it was a shock and really shocking to our family. Me being the messenger that had to get in my cousin's group chat and tell them that she passed away. It's like I'm always the messenger. I don't know. I had to tell my mom and my cousin and my brother when my cousin passed when I was 13 years old. So I'm always the messenger. I'm always the messenger, but I'm fine with that because the type of work that I do, all of you guys know I'm a independent CNA. I have my own company. And I'm able to deal with grief a little bit better than others. And I've been dealing with grief since I was a kid. Being in the home with my grandmother as she ran her own healthcare business as well, made her home into a group home and taking care of the people in our community. And as y'all done heard me speak, her taking care of her aunts and uncles, which is my great, great aunts and uncles. So I've been dealing with death since I was a kid because the people, you know, as they lived in the house with us, they passed. And I can remember one of my cousins staying in the house. We stayed with my grandmother one night and one of the patients passed and she was terrified. Like she got up, got her clothes on and walked home because she was just that terrified being in the house with somebody that just passed in the house with us. I was like, girl, this happened all the time. Like, you never been around, you never been in the house with somebody that passed we sit back and we laugh about it now, but me, I'm able to deal with it a little bit more because of how my grandmother trained me and just the spirit that I have. I'm just able to deal with it. I'm able to deal with it when it comes down to my clients. I'm able to console their family members and get them through that process as well. So my job, it requires a lot of me. My clients, family requires a lot of me, and I'm happy to give myself to them during that process when their family member is transitioning. It's not easy for people to deal with an unexpected death as it is for people to deal with a death that they know that this person is dying and this person will be transitioning soon. It's a little bit more easier. And I really paid attention to this. I always paid attention, but it really dawned on me when I seen the passing of my friend DeMario Murray back in last October. And witnessing all of us, his family and his friends, and everything that each and every last one of us went through, especially his friends that was right there on the scene when it happened.
Okay, this is another part. Give me 1 second.
When it happened, it was very hard. And it's very hard to watch because I don't think you never get over someone passing. You definitely never get over someone passing unexpectedly. My dad passed unexpectedly. My cousin passed unexpectedly. It wasn't something that we wasn't prepared for versus my granddaddy passing. That was something that we was prepared for. We knew he was sick, even though we thought he had a couple of more years, but you know, we knew at some point he would have. He was a diabetic. He had got his leg amputated. So it was something that we was expecting. We just wanted to expecting it as soon as it did happen, but it's very hard to deal with the unexpected. And people grieve during those first weeks and stuff, but the real grieving process really don't start, y'all, until probably like 6 to 12 months later down the road. When people stop getting the phone calls, when people stop coming by, bringing food, checking up on them, the text messages stops, the phone calls stops, the visit stops, all of that stuff stops. And some people have to sit and deal with the passing of their friend or their family member by themselves. As I watched my friends go through what they're going through, the passing of our friend, it's very hard to watch because it happened unexpectedly. And it's something that takes a while for people to really be able to come to have peace and be able to actually deal with it. So the message is, love on your family members. Live in the moment. Whatever you guys may be going through and dealing with, man, get over that petty stuff. Because you just never know the day that they might leave this earth unexpectedly. Stop dealing in toxic and negativity and forgive each other. Love on each other because you never know the day that you might get that phone call and that person is gone and you're going to have a hard time dealing with their passing because you know that y'all wasn't on good terms or y'all had a disagreement and y'all wasn't able to sit down and figure it out and get over it. I have my dad died unexpectedly in 2021. And as I look back and Father's Day just passed, I don't have any pictures with my father. I have one picture with my dad, and it's me and my other three siblings. One of my siblings, he ended up leaving, and that was at one of my cousin's funerals. That was the same age that I was, and that was some years ago. That's the only photo that I have with my dad. So I tell you this, take pictures, take videos. My grandmother is 90 years old. I video I record her every time I see her. I take pictures of her, even when she don't like to take pictures, but I'm taking pictures of her. I'm trying to get as much information about my family from her so I can tell the next generation, my grandkids. I pray that I be here to see my great grandkids, at least one or two of them. My grandmother is still here at 90 years old, and she's seeing four generations of her family. That is a blessing. That is a blessing. So don't take life for granted, y'all. Love on your family members, because one day you may get a call. I pray that none of us don't get that call saying that somebody in our family has passed, you know, but we all going to have to go through that grieving process, and we're going to all go through unexpected deaths that's going to happen in our lives. But make sure that you and that person are on good terms. Leave all the negative BS, push it to the side, get over it. Love on your family members, as I said, and live in the moment. This your girl, Queen C. Just want to touch on that. Shout out to all the people that's going through grief right now. May God bless you guys. May God be with you, and may he give you strength and peace as you go through this. Go get some grieving counseling. Go sit down and talk to somebody. This your girl, Queen C. You know where you can catch me at. Queen's Movement, baby, on YouTube, Facebook, and IG. I love you guys. It's the third Wednesday. SW Live. You already know. This your girl, Queen. Peace.
That was really, really good. Very, very needed. Very good, Queen. Thank you for that segment. You know, I really appreciate that. You got a comment. Oh, he says she's talking to me. Sending you joy. It was very good. That was a good one. I really enjoyed that. Okay, y'all, we're gonna get back to the show, the topic for the day. And let me get back to my screen that I wanna get to. All right. So let me. All right. All right. So today we're talking about failing relationships, and we want to touch on this topic again because I've been noticing like a trend, a huge trend of people just walking away and giving up and throwing in the towel and you know, just deciding that it's not needed. And so I want to address certain things that we have been having to see, because it's been like, we don't realize that the things that we put out there into the atmosphere affect not just the people who we think we're talking to. It affects more people who are going to listen to that message as well. And if we're sending messages of negativity and sending messages of ill-begotten and rotten and nothing joyful, nothing happy, none of that. And all we're doing is just talking about, you know, just BS. That type of promotion is going to continue to set off these trends of teaching the younger people and the generations behind them that the things that we are experiencing should just be normal. No. You have to be a different leader, a different person that's out there giving the message. And the message has to be a lot more verbatim. It can't just be all over the place. You gotta live by what you're teaching. You gotta pay attention to the things that you're saying. You gotta be a good example. And that's gonna start with having understanding of who you are. So that's a main function in being able to give a child any knowledge anyway, or anybody. If you haven't given out advice and you think that you're capable of doing that, make sure that you are well balanced in certain areas that you're giving out advice in. Otherwise, you may not need to speak on it because you could be giving out the wrong stuff. You're gonna be giving out the wrong stuff. And we wanna, so the clear thing today is to focus on reasons why relationships fail so that you won't be walking into those issues, so that you can, because we've all had failed relationships. Everybody hasn't been in a perfect relationship, but there are people that have only been with that one person. That's not to say that they've not had their issues, but they stuck it out. It may have been worth sticking out for them. You know what I'm saying? And they probably gave it time after time after time again. A lot of times people walking away without even giving it chances, you're getting validated by people who not even in the house with you or who not even in a relationship with you, who you probably at a whole different way around. And then those are the things that you're using for your validation. So we're going to have a conversation about that. Failed relationships and things not to do in your relationship so that it won't fail. You know what I'm saying? Let's talk about that, baby. All right. So one of the reasons that relationships fail is due to a lot of inconsistencies. And inconsistencies cause people to do what? Lie. So one of the major issues in a failed relationship is lying. There, it'd be a lot of lying going on. That's why I say you got to know who you're dealing with, because if you know your partner, you don't even got to lie to your partner. What you lying about? This your best friend. You should be able to be honest and open with that person who you chose in your life to be your partner, your significant other, the person who you know is going to carry that torch for you, the person who you know that's going to do right by you. This is who you chose. That's why I said we've had those encounters where it wasn't always the best. So when you get to that encounter, when you feel like you know it's real and you ain't questioning nothing and you feel good about your decision and you're comfortable with exactly who you are around this person. There's no lies, no foes, no issues. There can be nothing but open and guaranteed conversation. There's no judgment. There's just nothing that can keep y'all from having a good conversation. I mean, a good relationship. Then that's the type of stuff you're looking for. It takes a lot for certain people because they ain't real with themselves. So it's going to be hard for them to be in these relationships where someone is going to require them to be real because they ain't real themselves. So that alone is a permanent issue, and it's stained within some people. Let's see. You say being honest and open is such a stress relief. I don't know what that is. It's like a little fur thing, but I want to say it can't be lint because I'm about to cloud. It's such a stress reliever. It really is, like, cause you don't gotta try to remember nothing. Hell, I'm probably like the worst liar in America. I ain't gonna remember that lie. I'm not going to remember that lie. And I'm going to end up telling on myself. And so what's the point of going through all that? What is the point? Just chill. Do what you got to do. Be honest. Be able to have this person that you can really know that they love you enough to accept you for who you are. There's no question anything. So you ain't got to be lying. You ain't got to be lying. All right? So lying is definitely one of the main things that is being said about failed relationships. And I know in line, it comes a lack of a lot of things. It comes with the lack of communication. It comes with a lack of understanding. It comes with the lack of comprehension. But we're going to get to that, okay? So next, you got possessiveness. If you were the partner who is overly possessive, you got to ask yourself, does this seem healthy? Does your partner isolate from you, away from you and your friends when y'all talking and hanging out and doing things? Do they don't want to be around because they don't want to see you happy. They don't want to see you enjoying yourself with other people. That's possessiveness. That's a control issue. You can't deal with that. You just can't. That's a control issue that you don't want to deal with anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, just think about it. Telling me what to do all the time, and I'm sitting, not like anytime is good. I'm just saying, like, sometimes it might be good reasons for a person, like, man, you might, like, think about that before you want to make a decision like that, especially if you make questionable decisions. But for the most part, we as adults should be able to make decisions and do things we want to do without it being so much backlash. So if you don't feel comfortable doing those things because of the possessiveness, like you sneaking and hiding, that's not a safe relationship, okay? So that's one of the reasons, another reason why relationships fail. To me, possessiveness, and the next one is jealousy, but to me, both of those kind of like fall in line because it starts out one way and end up the other way anyway. At some point, a person who's super jealous is going to be really possessive. Don't do this. Don't go there without me. Don't have no talk. Don't talk to other people. Don't smile. Wear your hair this way. Pull your clothes up that way. Boy, don't do that. I'm telling you. Dramatics. All right? Those two go hand in hand. So you got to be careful if you're in a situation where something like that is going on. You need to leave immediately. And if you done brought kids into the situation, you already knew better anyway because you knew what you was getting into. But if you done brought kids into the situation, definitely you need to leave. Make yourself an exit plan. Men have possessive and jealous partners just as well. So don't think that when I'm speaking on this, I'm just talking directly to the women. No. It's some women that will bust your tires. Bust your tires. They'll got them breaking your house. What's the latest? What we seen on the movie with Thin Line Between Love and Hate? Whew, she got crazy on there. She did a whole lot of stuff. I'm telling you. It goes down just like that in real life. Women will show you they're not the one to be played with because they feel like you done did something wrong. Come on. That jealousy stuff go deep. Lack of communication. So many people suffer from this. So many people, y'all. People think they communicate well just because they talk and let somebody else talk. You talk. Is there understanding? Is there comprehension? Because no, it really don't. Y'all just be like, you said this, I said that. Now we think we figured it out. No. Mm-mm. Everybody should walk away from that conversation with something that's still going to make them feel comfortable at the end, not where they're walking away still questioning the situation like, I don't know if I feel good about this. I don't know if I feel good about that. Speak on it. Don't hold that back. Infidelity. The reason why this one, to me, is listed at number 5 is because I think a lot more people are accepting certain things with infidelity now. It's weird to me, but I think it done fell down on the totem pole for that reason, because people dealing with it, they like, you know, okay, but that's my man though. She trapped him. If you suspect your partner is being unfaithful, you may feel like the cornerstone of what you guys built together has been destroyed. You might not trust this person anymore. Are they even who you thought they were? Some people have relationships where they have those questions and they'll still deal with what's going on, but it lasts a little bit. It lasts a little bit because at some point, the same, they're going to have the same movements again, and it's going to have that person questioning those movements again. Because sometimes it'll go, you know, go away for a while to make somebody feel comfortable. So it's not going to last forever. If that trait is in you, it's in you. Lack of respect. It's hard to do anything in any relationship where there's no respect. Where there's no respect, there's, it's a lot. That's very, very difficult for anybody to try to move past, because if you don't have respect for me, then how are we supposed to move forward? How are we supposed to build? You're not going to value anything I say. You're not going to value anything that I do. You may belittle me on a regular basis. Respect matters. You know, it's very simple, especially if you're given respect to that person. Why wouldn't you be able to receive it? Issues with respect are another common reason why relationships fail, because couples who disagree on various issues, but financial issues are often a source of the disagreement. The conversation about who makes most, who takes most, who's doing the most, who ain't doing nothing. Those are those conversations. So it's important to identify how one treats the other during a conflict about money or any issue. Is your partner respectful? Do they joke with you about it? Or does your partner put you down, roll their eyes, and treat you with utter contempt? So if you're going through any of those issues, then more than likely you probably are suffering from someone who doesn't have, that has like very minute amount of respect for you. What's up, friend? How you doing? You're probably dealing with someone who has very little respect for you. So you very much so want to address it in the beginning. Don't think that's something that'll change as the relationship grows. Lack of respect is and as a matter of fact, if you start to see that in the beginning, that's a red flag. You got to go ahead and just disdain that. After you start speaking on something and it don't have no type of change, then let that go. Don't even create a relationship around something that's built upon disrespect. Respect matters. I'm serious. That's one of the most unrealistic things that you can have going on in a relationship where you're lacking it. And you think that the relationship is going to be peaceful. No, because you're going to feel it. You're going to be bothered by how you're being treated, how you're being talked to. You're going to be bothered by it, and rightfully so. But if you're going to just stay in the situation, there's no need to even let it see you in the room on a regular basis crying about it. We got to be real with ourselves. We got to be way more understanding with us than we are with anybody. So it's because it starts with you. So if you're going to give rationale to someone giving you total disrespect, then that's all you're going to receive in that relationship. And you're going to know that from John. All right. So of course, lack of respect. What number was lack of respect? That was number six. We on differences in priorities. That's a big one too. Differences in priorities definitely can cause a relationship to fail, because you have different relationship goals, different life goals. Somebody want to travel, That's why you got to know your partner. We said in the beginning, you don't have to. If you with somebody that you ain't got to lie to, you with the right person. Because for one, open honesty is what we are missing in these relationships now. You get with these people because they look good, because their bodies look good, because they're pretty, and you think you this is this and this and this and that, and that's cool. But if there's no substance in that person, when you get with them and you realize that, and now you all mad and pissed off, and you done had kids from this person, now you pissed off? Mm-mm. You got to talk about your relationship goals. You got to be honest with yourself. You got to. You got to be honest with yourself. If y'all ain't talking about any of the same things when it comes to things you want in life, when you can't compromise or happily pursue one path, your relationship will suffer. What's the comment? Yeah, sometimes, oh my bad, sometimes we project our morals and values on them. Yeah, we do. But, you know, it is what it is. If the person feels that way, don't feel that way, they got to express that. Don't just be in a relationship with somebody and you ain't, and what you feel like should be a good moral and value and it's being ignored. And you just sitting there like, let me just take this one. You right. Let me interject this in my life. But so if you feel like what you got going on in your thoughts and your life and your, and however you were brought up and the choice and the path you chose, you got to also interject and speak on it, because everything that everybody does isn't the right way, or might not be the right way for you. That means it's not the right way for them. And it's okay. I know this, and believe it or not, I think it's, I thought it was crazy, but I know this couple that's a Muslim and a Christian, and their relationship is just fine. They don't discuss religious values at all. They've been maintaining for like 8 years. Different strokes for different folks. So if you can move through things and such, and without there being any quarrels, and that's respect. But that's what I'm saying. You gotta have that up front. Y'all gotta discuss that respect stuff up front. Because otherwise, you're going to be in a shithole in your relationship. You're going to feel like you're going to be lying about everything. You're going to be hiding. You're going to be very, 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 very unfaithful. And you're going to be unloyal. Well, I can take that back, because your loyalty to a person ain't going to change how you treat them. What you're doing on the other side is different. So I'll take the unloyal part back, because you probably will still be treating that person with loyalty on all the affirmations that y'all said that y'all was supposed to do it in y'all partnership. Only thing you're doing is the infidelity part. And it's not the only thing, but like I said, when we was talking about infidelity, people are accepting that. That's why it was number 5 on the list out of the 10. Because people are accepting infidelities. They're staying with people when they mess around because of the loyalty, because of the lifestyle, because of the comfortability. Some of them still staying in things for children. Some of them thinking about the longevity. You know, we already said in the beginning on the quote of the day, longevity cannot be the only thing that keeps you in your relationship. That's boring. That's boring. Y'all roommates. Even though I said it's different strokes for different folks, that how you get to that part though? How did you get to roommates? Boring. Oh yeah, next slide. Cause that's crazy. Difference in priorities. Lack of time and dedication. That's bingo. Lack of time and dedication. That's one person who you ain't never not supposed to have no time for. People just be doing it wrong. You can't be letting these television shows and other people's relationships raise you and tell you what to do in yours. You can't. You gotta spend time with your partner. You can't be out on brunch every Saturday, every Sunday, and just be like, they're okay. You can't be over here with your homeboys. Y'all having barbecues every weekend for every game of the season. You don't think sometimes you need to be home? Y'all got to chill. Why get into these relationships if you're not willing to spend time with the people that you chose to spend time with? What's the point? I think you responded to another question, but you say it's because of the cost sunk fallacy. Explain. But yeah, that dedication, the time and dedication is important. If you're not giving your partner what they need from you, and you already the type of person who feel like if they ain't getting it from me, they're gonna get it from somebody else. You already feel like that. So why would you give your partner that opportunity to go do that? What the hell are you supposed to do? Spend a little time with me, baby. All right. We spoke on the financial problems briefly, but conversations. These conversations about money need to be had. Who's good with money? Who's not good with money? How we gonna work this money thing out? What we gonna do with our money? How we gonna treat our money? How we gonna live off this money? What's the day-to-day process? Don't go in this situation thinking that this person got it together and y'all ain't had no conversation. Just because everything looked good on the outside. Have these conversations. These are the big conversations that you have to have in these relationships. Number 10, no intimacy, no sex. And the reason why I put both of them up here is because people get both of them, they get the two confused. People feel like intimacy is sex, and people feel like sex is intimacy. Sex is sex. Intimacy is intimacy because there are different forms of intimacy. But sex is sex. Making love and sex is sex. That's exactly what it is. Don't try to justify being intimate with somebody because you're fucking them. As in when they don't leave. I was referring why one might not leave after infidelity. Oh, okay. That put in so much time and effort. Okay, your work, it had messed up. That's what it said. It's because of the cost. Effort. Don't want to leave and have to do that with someone else. Now that is totally true. People stay for those reasons. But so I said sex and intimacy. No sex, no intimacy, no intimacy, no sex. If there is any relationship that is meant to last, you got to know what the difference in both of those are. You got to know that intimacy comes with several things. And that's time, that's massages, that's movies, that's grocery store runs, that's exercise, that's anything that you like to do in intimate moments where you intimately know someone, where you're intimately spending time with someone. Intimacy goes in depth with so many things. It's hair rubbing. It's just conversations. It's spending the day in bed. It's so many different variations that fall in line with intimacy. And people are lacking it, and they're expecting their relationships to last. And they don't have any intimacy. They don't have the intimacy, or they don't have, and they And then it also, now the thing, this is, I think, why a lot of people get it confused, is because some forms of intimacy lead to sex. Everybody know massages lead to sex. So forms of intimacy lead to sex. You got the different things that you're doing. Like a person come in the house, like the wife come home and she got dinner in her hand, and she stopped by and grabbed the husband his favorite beer or his favorite liquor, and they about to hang out. Those are things that shows that she pays attention, that she's giving him the notion that she knows exactly who she's dealing with. Those are forms of intimacy, catering to people just at the drop of a dime, not even thinking about it. You're just going to the store and you're like, oh, I know he'll like this. I know she'll like that. Those things are important, man. I'm telling you, your relationships can't just get to the point of boredom and you just start to have habits and behaviors. And the only way that they should be behaviors and habits is if they make you and your partner happy. But don't form behaviors and habits that are going to change how you move in your relationship. Because remember, we're talking about things that fail and that cause us to have failed relationships. So you can do the opposite of it. Don't go and say, I'm just gonna deal with them until they learn how to get over this. If they don't never learn how to get over this flaw, they don't, like, I'm out the door. A flaw that you don't like. If the flaw is something that they are built in and it's something that they can't change, you can't be like that. But are you talking about a way that they treat you? If they're not, if it has to be something like that, if you're trying to say that I can't accept who this person is. It got to be something unbeneficial to the relationship, because we all got flaws. If that flaw is holding you back from being who you are and who you're supposed to be, bingo, that's a reason not to be there. But if that flaw is just something that this person has, and it's not affecting you, it's not doing anything to you, but you want to hold it against them. You one of them people who I was talking about early on my droplet for the show. You give up easy. Y'all quitters. Y'all quitters, bro. Y'all, so if the habits ain't the type of habits that are going to keep you having lust and love and thirst and all that good stuff for your partner, then nah, you ain't doing it right. And it's okay not to know, but it's okay to ask too. It's okay to ask. It says that couples can often be too busy with their careers. They become too tired to be intimate with their partners, and relationships end up being a bad thing for them. You can be emotionally and physically intimate without sex. It's going to be some form of sex is what they're saying, but they're trying to say it's not the actual sex. It's just a different type of sex, okay? You can do all of that in the form of different forms of intimacy. So when they say without sex, they're saying no sex in general. But the way they're speaking on in the marriage.com column is that they're saying that you can do like the oral sex and stuff. So to me, that's still sex. Sex is sex. And the only reason why I feel like it's being said is because you could just do something orally in the middle of the day, and then you ain't got to have the other physical form of sex. But for the most part, if you start off oral, you're going to the next stage. I don't know who they joking with. That's for people who just can do all that coming in off head. A lot of people can't just come off head. So you're gonna have to go ahead and take it a step further. That's why your intimacy, you're gonna have to step your game up in your intimacy department. You're definitely gonna have to do that. So again, today we're discussing the reasons why relationships fail. And I want anyone that's in a relationship that's listening to today to take away the fact that if these are the things that make relationships fail, what can you do to make sure that you're not doing any of those things? You don't want to be the one that's being caught up in being selfish because, oh, she made me mad last week, or oh, he pissed me off last week, or I ain't doing this for him for his birthday because of this, or I'm not doing this for her birthday because I don't care about it. You have to be an understanding person. You don't know your partner if you're having negative thoughts about anything in your relationship. It got to be so much peace in these relationships to where you don't, like, arguing just feel like a myth sometimes. Because you can talk it out. You can go and say, this is something that's bothering me. I'm having a bad day today. Can I tell you about it? Don't expect people to know what's going on just because they're supposed to know you. Sometimes you may come off as a person who shouldn't be questioned. So make it easy to be able to be talked to. So many different things that we can do different as we grow older in our relationships. That's why I said if you're with someone for 20 plus years, 15 plus years, if you've been with someone that long, that's beautiful. But if you're doing it just for longevity and just for the person and all on comfort, and you're doing it because of comfort and you're very unhappy in your relationship, that's going to be strenuous for you for the rest of your life because you chose that. So make sure you're doing things because you are in a peaceful situation as you age. All right. I appreciate y'all for tuning in today. Thank y'all so much for giving us another Wednesday, another time out of some time out of y'all time. You know what I'm saying? Because that's important. That's how you can't get back. So I'm glad y'all here with me. SW Live every Wednesday, 6:30. Peace. See y'all next week. Wait, you have to communicate what's on your mind, on your thoughts, and your feelings. How else will your significant other know what's going on with you? Don't suppress your feelings. That's right, Siobhan. That's real. You have to. If you're not communicating with these people, I'm telling you, it's not going to work. Y'all, we got to stop having high expectations for a situation without having communication. We got to. Nobody can read your mind. All right. Again, I appreciate y'all for tuning in, y'all. I will see y'all next Wednesday. It's the last Wednesday of the month. Y'all make sure y'all have it together because the first we going into a what? New quarter. See y'all soon. Peace.